that's right. We're staying alive right over here at WCRS. I'm Ann Eller, and it is political season, in case you didn't know. We got a sheriff's race coming up, and we're going to be interviewing all the sheriff's candidates. And my very special today is Matt Emery. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. What have you been up to today?
I've been working on my campaign and just working on the campaign, making phone calls and taking care of things.
Taking care of things. How goes the campaign, Matt?
It's been very busy. Been very busy, but good. Been crazy times through the coronavirus, but
it's kind of changed up the way you have to campaign, doesn't it?
It sure has. I've adapted it, and it's been going very well.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about Matt Emery.
My name's Matt Emery, running for sheriff of Greenwood County. 36 years old. I'm married, have four children. Been in law enforcement for 15 years. Got a criminal justice degree. Started my career off in the jail. Worked in the jail. Got promoted as a road deputy on the road. Worked there. Worked briefly at Lander University Police Department. I worked as an SRO in schools on two different occasions. I've worked a little over 4 years in investigations, and I've also worked in community services as well.
What was your favorite job of all those jobs?
I would say it had to be a mixture of investigations with being a school resource officer, because you got to meet people on a daily basis, you know, while you was investigating cases and investigations. And you also, as a resource officer, you got to change some lives, whether it was parents' lives or the kids or both. And it's very rewarding.
So. Yeah. Where were you a resource officer at?
At Greenwood High School and at Genesis Education Center.
Those sound like a little tough places sometimes, from what I hear.
It can be sometimes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, things have changed so much in the schools today, haven't they?
They have.
What do you see as the main problem at the schools?
Within the schools? Mm-hmm. I feel like, in the schools, it's not like it was when we grew up. You know, when we grew up, you got in trouble. You know, the principals handled it or a coach handled it. And now the laws have changed so much where it's, you get in trouble there. You're either in trouble with law enforcement and the school, or you're just in trouble with the school. And then, you know, the only alternative is turning them over to their parents, and you hope for the best. And, you know, if they got in trouble, that it's taken care of when they get home, you know.
So. Yeah, I remember when you used to get in trouble. I'm going to tell your parents.
Right.
That was the biggest thing you worried about, right?
You know, for me, if you told me you was calling my daddy, that was the last thing I needed to hear. And then if they went down and talked to a coach, you knew you was going to be running all afternoon, and you weren't going to be giving that teacher any more troubles while you was in class, you know.
It has changed so much. So, what made you want to run for sheriff, though?
What made me want to run for sheriff is all the violent crime that we're having in Greenwood County, the countless shootings we're having. If you've looked over the last 4 years, I've said it several times, if you just Google Greenwood, South Carolina crime rate, it'll give you the statistics on there. I mean, they're skyrocketing and out of control. Then you have all the gangs that we're having that are here in town. And a lot of people, when you hear the word gangs, they think, oh, it's gangs maybe coming from Charlotte or Atlanta, you know, your bigger cities. And that's not the case. I mean, there are gangs right here in town. They're created here in town, and the gangs here in town are generally the ones that are shooting each other. And I feel like enough attention hasn't been brought by law enforcement as the sheriff to focus in and try to focus. You know, these gangs start while they're in elementary school and middle school, and a lot of people don't understand that, but I do.
Well, don't they become part of gangs because it gives them a place to go and be part of?
Yeah, it gives you a place to go, a sense of security, and it makes you make easy money as well, you know. So why you want to try to get a job at 15 or 16 working for minimum wage when you can make money, you know, doing illegal activities in a gang lots of times, and that's quick cash money, you know.
And they protect you.
Right.
And the gangs protect you. That's the other thing.
To a point.
Yes.
To a point, yeah.
Unless you've done something wrong, and then they want you out, right?
Not necessarily.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyways, the gang activity, I mean, just the other day we had a shooting over on Sylvan.
Right.
This week.
Right. That's right. From what I understand, the shooting we had on Sylvan Road in the Avondale subdivision was a retaliation from the murder that we had down in Myrtle Beach. The one that got killed was from Greenwood, and the one that did the killing was from Greenwood as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it seemed like it happened down there, and two people from Greenwood took it, you know, down to Myrtle Beach, and the retaliation has started back here in Greenwood County.
This is something we keep hearing, and it's I think it's got a lot of people on edge.
I agree, they are.
And I think it's all levels of the community are what's worried about it.
Yes, ma'am, you're right. You're exactly right.
So how would you solve that problem?
Well, the first thing I would do as sheriff from day one is sit down and call for meetings with all your judges here in Greenwood County. Now, that goes from your family court, where juveniles come through, mm-hmm. to your magistrate level with, you know, magistrate crimes, all the way to your general session judges, because these are the people that are setting bonds. These are the people, when they do get prosecuted by the solicitor's office, that are deciding how long you get sent down, you know, to prison for. And I feel like if you're charged with a gun charge of any type, I would ask for the maximum bond and the maximum sentencing. And I would ask for that for a period of time. I would say, hey, let's try this. Let's try this for 12 to 18 months and see if the numbers come down with see if we have less violent crime.
Well, who asked for the bond? Isn't that the solicitor's office?
The solicitor's office does the prosecuting.
Right.
Now, the judges are the ones that set the bond. And I feel like you're, as a sheriff, you're the top law officer of Greenwood County. It's a very powerful position of Greenwood County. It starts with you and it ends with you. And I feel like the most important thing you could do for your county is keeping Greenwood County citizens safe. And I feel like you have an obligation to go and talk to these judges, because you hear everybody say, oh, well, law enforcement locks them up and the judges release them. I mean, they're right to a point, but when's the last time has a sheriff said, okay, I want to have meetings with all three different type of meet, you know, circuits, and get in touch with their bosses who appoint them as well, and get everybody together. Let's bring everybody to a table. Let's look at why I'm asking for this as a sheriff of Greenwood County. This is why I'm asking. You know, you do it in the juvenile system too, with family court, you know, and instead of being a slap on the wrist like majority of the time they get, you have to start making some examples out of those. That would be the first thing. That's what I would do on that end. That's the end where the people is already committing the crimes. On the other end of it, I would get deputies in schools, resource officers in schools, throughout your elementary schools, as many as we had funding from. Right now we have 5 in Greenwood County that's unfilled, that's been funded for the last 12 months by Henry McMaster, Governor McMaster. I would search and get deputies for these positions and put them in there, and would start teaching education classes of law enforcement to that age group. And not only that, you start building relationships with kids at that age, because anywhere from kindergarten to about 4th grade, you can still reach those kids. But by the time they get to 5th grade, they start to getting sucked up, you know, of what they're going to do. Either they're going to go left or they're going to go right. So I feel like if we started building relationships in the youth and start building relationships in our community, we've got great community leaders here in Greenwood County. You know, you got the Josh Norman Complex they're getting ready to start building. That's a great avenue to have Greenwood County Sheriff's Office.
It's taking a little while to get it going.
It is.
Because I remember the groundbreaking a year ago. Yeah.
But, you know, you got all that, but you got other things. You got Steve Coleman at Piedmont Tech that has Model Academy that he runs. You have Hoot Henderson right out here on Lawrence Highway that runs a gym. I mean, you start spending time with your community. You start pulling your community together, and I think that's where I'm the strongest at versus the sheriff and other candidates, is I feel like I can bring everybody together, and I can make Greenwood County a safer place to live.
Well, we definitely need that, because the crime rate that we have here is definitely going to drive business away.
It's not going
to bring business into the community.
I agree with that.
So there is something that has to be done with that. So you would start off with the school resources and going to the schools, to the judges?
Yeah, from day one, I would request meetings with all the judges, the family court judges, the magistrate judges, general session judges. After that, I would make sure there's a good working relationship between the sheriff's office and the surrounding law enforcement agencies, whether it's everybody in Greenwood County, but you also got your sheriff's offices around Greenwood County. You got to make sure you got good relationships with those sheriffs, because crime doesn't stop at the county line. They don't go, oh, I'm in Abbeville County. You know, that's not how criminals think. You also want to have a good relationship working with David Stumbo at the solicitor's office, because mm-hmm. they're the ones prosecuting your cases. They have investigators and prosecutors over there. Let's bring them in while we're prosecuting cases and say, hey, guys, how can I tighten up these cases I'm working on to make it better for you in court where we can get a better conviction rate?
Do you think that we've been prosecuting enough cases here?
I do. If you look at what Mr. Stumbo's done, you know, he's not afraid to take them to court. You know, does he win all the cases? No, you're not going to win all the cases. You know, if you've ever sat through a trial or if you've ever been picked for a jury, you know, you realize how much stuff gets tossed out of a court case before it's even heard by your peers. Mm-hmm. So I'm a very big supporter of David Stumbo, and I think he does a fantastic job.
Okay. So what are some of the other changes that you would like to see if you became sheriff?
I would like to see community-oriented policing, which means that your community is everything. You know, you're not going to find out what's going on in Greenwood County until we as law enforcement start becoming more community-oriented with our citizens. I hear it time and time again from different neighborhoods, if the officers would get out of their cars and get to know people in that neighborhood.
Now, you mean walk on your feet, yeah. Walk a beat or yeah. something like that? Oh, my yeah. God, we don't do that kind of stuff, do we? No, we don't.
And let me be first to tell you, I've been in those shoes. I've answered those calls. Lots of times you're running 100 miles an hour and you don't have time to get out. But there are times to get out. Talk to somebody in the front yard. You go talk to some business owners and they get to know who you are. You know, there's very, very many ways to start being community oriented. You know, go to these areas in the summertime and you know, so you got a command post center, you know, it's like a big RV. Hey, set it up and have some kind of activities out there with these youth. You know, they love to come up and hang out with you. The younger kids will, and that's building that relationship. You start building that relationship, and you start winning over these kids, you'll start winning over these parents or the guardians that are watching these kids. You start building these bridges, but you can't build these bridges if you don't get out there in your community.
Well, I know that we used to have the neighborhood watches in
right.
all the communities, and
that's
they
right.
did away with that. I mean, I think the city or the county did the neighborhood watch program that they had. They changed it. They didn't have a person that was in charge
right,
of it,
that's right.
and that changed how it was, because I can remember in the late summer, early fall, they'd have a watch out night, and all the communities mm-hmm. would get together and do cookouts.
National Night Out, it was
National
called.
Night
You'd
out,
go out
yep.
for different communities, different neighborhoods, and have a barbecue. And, you know, and I think that's great. I mean, that's a good way to meet them, but you need to be able to do it more than once a year.
Sure.
You know, you got plenty of community leaders to do different things with, and all you had to do is pick one and do it. I mean, you don't have to be a person in charge at the sheriff's office. You could just be a regular deputy or regular police officer, and you can make a difference just by having some ambition to talk with your community and get them to know you more, you know?
Well, I think those are good things, and of course that the other thing is, though, how do you get people to tell on other people? Because, I mean, that's kind of what you need.
Everybody's going to call it snitching.
Yep, you
know?
You go.
I mean, right now, when you have all these shootings like they're going on, they're not going to talk to law enforcement. The majority of them isn't going to talk to law enforcement. But if you have better relations with your community and you're already working with these organizations in your community, that's going to give your name out there on the street. That's going to give the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office name out there and start building relationships. Somebody will start talking to you. You also got to have people, you know, that they can relate to. You know, a lot of people is not going to wouldn't come talk to me if I don't look like I'm from their neighborhood. You know, and vice versa. You know, you got to utilize every person you have at the sheriff's office to get the most out of it. And a lot of people is not going to talk to you. But you know, I have found out a lot of people might not talk to you in a big crowd right there, but when you start reaching back out to people, they'll start talking to you, maybe on a phone or another location. You know, and they really want, the people of Greenwood County want to help. The people of Greenwood County are scared of retaliation if they do help.
Sure. Well, I can remember in some, this is, of course, several years ago when they, down in one of the mill villages, they were trying to clean it up. And,
yeah.
And the drug lords, shall we call them, had a drug house and this type of thing. And they intimidated the people around them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they were too afraid to say something.
Because, you know, people, it's easy to forget, you know, when you have these shootings in these neighborhoods, you know, when all the law enforcement leaves, these people still have to live there.
That's
you know?
Right.
You know, but there are ways, you know, we have anonymous tip ways. You have my biggest complaint I have right now is more community-oriented policing. You know, let's reach out to our community and start building these bridges. If you start building these bridges...
Do you have enough people to be able to do that? I mean, just out
right,
of, you know...
Right now, the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office has openings. And, you know, that's one thing I would concentrate on when I would take office if elected sheriff would to be fill those positions. You know, when you're one of the highest-paid counties... That surround Greenwood County, and you pay, you know, a significantly more money than other counties, you should be able to hire other officers from other counties and other city police departments that want to come work for Greenwood County. If you have,
well, you're talking about going in and just snatching
everybody up. But if you have people that put in, which they do, and they show an interest, and they're good officers. You should, you know, your main job is to fill the sheriff's office positions. And if you have a full staff, because, you know, I've done a lot of my videos, and I've heard a lot of people, well, how you plan on paying for that? Everybody wants to know about the tax dollars, and I don't blame them. I want to know about them, too. My answer is simple. If you keep a full staff and a good place to work, you can run all these divisions that I'm talking about because it's fully staffed. Right now, they're not fully staffed on the road, which answer 911 calls. When's the last time you seen them advertise on their website, social media, Index Journal, or anything like that, saying, hey, we're looking for certified officers? You don't see that. I say you have to actively recruit people all the time to keep the sheriff's office fully staffed.
Well, that's, I think, in any business.
Oh, yeah.
Any business, if you are looking for help, you can never be satisfied. You've always got to be looking.
You've got to always be looking, actively searching. You can never... You know, say, okay, that's good enough. You know, you can't do that.
Right.
And I feel like that's happened too much, you know.
So, you know, do you think that there are qualified applicants out there?
I know there's qualified applicants out there. I've had people reach out to me and say, I put in over here at the sheriff's office. This is why I still work there. And why haven't they pulled my application? You know, that's a failure from the sheriff. You know, if I'm the sheriff... I want you, if there's applications being put in my sheriff's office for dispatch, the Greenwood County Jail, or for the Greenwood County Sheriff's Office, because the sheriff's over all three of those, I want to know weekly about who's putting in, okay? And if I got 10 or 15 applications in a week to look at, it shouldn't take me and my staff too long to overlook it and weed through the ones that are not qualified. Mm-hmm. And give calls to the ones that are, because it always happens most of the time. People going to take the first job in law enforcement that's offered to them. So if I sit on my feet for 2 months and don't look through these applicants, by the time I call them, they've already been working somewhere for a month. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to move quick. And if you've ever looked at an application that's put in, it's only a couple pages. It's not that difficult. We're not talking about rocket science here.
No, it's not that difficult to look at an application. You are so right. And what was your, you had a program you were talking about, Reinstate the Rural Deputy Program.
Yes, ma'am. They, you know, it went away after Sheriff Sam Riley, retired. The past three sheriffs did not do anything with that program or division, whatever you would like to call it. This is where you had deputies that would work the rural areas of Greenwood County. Because, I mean, if you see how spread out Greenwood County is, and you got seven deputies at most working on the road, yes, it would be very difficult to, you know, to reach all these different spots. Well, then it always goes back to how are we going to pay for that? Well, that, I always go back with the same answer. If you keep a fully staffed sheriff's office, you can have these divisions. I would start off with two. I would start off with two deputies, and I would make those two deputies, they would be my rural deputies. And I would go and introduce them to the rural areas. You know, places like Troy, 96, your lake areas, Hodges, Promised Land. I may be leaving a few out, but I would introduce these deputies to these areas, to the people of Greenwood County. Let them start getting to know them, but I would rotate them out. They wouldn't be in that same area every day, but you'd have two. And I would start that division, and then I would try to grow that division from there. And I think it's very important because you hear so many times, I just want to see a sheriff's deputy car. I cannot tell you the last time one rode through my street. And we know when we call 911, it's 45 minutes before somebody's here. You know, and I know response times is important to some people, but you know, my goal is not to have. You're not going to have a perfect response time. If you want to have a, you know, every deputy wish they could be there in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I do know that you could utilize your manpower, and as sheriff, like I told you earlier, it starts and stops with you. So if I'd said I want to create this division, I could put two down there, and if I got a fully staffed sheriff's office, I can still have a fully staffed road deputies on the road answering calls while these two here are rotating out throughout the county on different days, getting to know our people in the rural areas. And that's important to me.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, you know, you go all the way from the lake,
yeah,
to Hodges, like you said, and that's a big, big area too.
And you start thinking about the older people that live by themselves, and maybe they don't have family here in Greenwood to check on them. You know, I remember Deputy Woodhurst when he was at the sheriff's office before he passed away. He's the one that really started that he started a program and started checking on the elderly people. I still hear that talking to people today about them talking about how he checked on them. You know, being a Greenwood County Sheriff's Deputy ain't always just locking people up. You got to get to know your community. You got to take care of your community and let them know that you care.
Well, absolutely. That is very true. So how would you, now what else did you have? You've talked about relationships and trust, and you want to reduce violent crime, which I think we're all about. We all are tired of this crime wave that we have here.
That's right.
What else do you have on that list there?
You know, recruiting law enforcement, that goes back to, you know, law enforcement is a tough job to get into. It's not for everybody. Less people get into it now more than ever.
Why do you think that is?
It's a very dangerous job, and you got a lot of liability on you as an officer. I mean, we see that in the news right now. There's, you know, you can make
it's hard for me to believe that anybody even wants that job.
Right, you can make mistakes, and then you're under the radar. So not a lot of people want to do that job. It's more of a calling, but you can recruit. You got two colleges here. You got Lander University and Piedmont Tech. I think you could start with them. Okay.
Well, Piedmont Tech has a
criminal justice
program. Yep.
You know, I think you need to have more than once a year job fair type thing. You got military bases not too far away. Well, let's get in touch with the people at the military bases that people are getting out and are trying to transition into civilian life. Let's start looking there. You know, you got to start looking at different places and different colleges all around. It's not just colleges. You may have people getting out of manufacturing and wants to give it a try. What I'm trying to say is you need somebody at the sheriff's office that works, you know, maybe part-time or full-time. Part of their duties is in recruiting. Somebody that looks the part, fits the part, and has worked every division at the sheriff's office, you know, almost like a sales pitch. They can pitch it and you know, trying to recruit. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to sell yourself and your brand as the sheriff's office to individuals to come work for you. But sitting at the desk and not doing nothing, that's not going to get people hired.
Well, that's true. So, are you ready for this job?
I'm more than ready.
You're more than ready?
More than ready.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
I feel like I'm the most qualified when it comes to knowing the people of Greenwood County and knowing what we need. I know what Greenwood County needs. We need to come together as one. You can't do it all by yourself, you know. You need to know who you need help from. You need to know what changes, like I've listed to you, that needs to happen at the sheriff's office to get more out of what you got. You know, you got great men and women at Greenwood County Sheriff's Office, but they need to be different ways of handling what's going on right now than what we're doing. You can't sit there and say, well, that shooting, when you're asked as sheriff from the community about a shooting and your answer and you respond back, that's in Greenwood City. You're basically telling that individual that shooting don't matter. That happened in Greenwood City. You need to go take that up with Chief Brooks. That's, in a sense, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, city falls in the county too. You need to have a good working relationship with Chief Brooks or whoever the chief police is. And your other chief police is here.
I can remember there used to be quite a good relationship between Tony Davis and Chief Brooks.
Right. You know, I mean, now the drug units don't even work together. And they work in the same county. They, you know, at times they work together. The last time you heard about that drug bust on Edgefield Street, they did a write-up. It was the first time in 4 years you heard them working together and saying that their crime suppression unit, along with the Greenwood SWAT team and deputies, all work together. And that's good. You just imagine if you did share information, what you could figure out between each other.
Well, I don't see how you could not share information and be a success.
Well, I will be honest with you, what gets in the way. People's pride, who wants to take the credit. And lots of times people want to be at the sheriff's office and want to say, well, I want to be in charge of this division and I want Greenwood City to fall under me. And maybe it's vice versa. The Greenwood City wants to be that way, wants the sheriff's office. Then you get into an argument on it and then you don't get nowhere. You know, it's not about who gets to toot their horn and say, hey, I done this and I done that. It's about protecting Greenwood County, making it a safer place, and raising your families here. That's what it's about.
Well, we need to get the drug issue is, of course, hand in hand with the gang issue.
Right. I've always said, here's the thing. How long has drugs been going on and the war on drugs been going on? Since the 60s, as far as back as you can remember?
Yeah.
So you telling me?
They talk about Afghanistan. Right, hey, we got a war right here in the United States of America.
So you hear different people talking about they're going to crack down on drugs and fix the drug problem. You're not going to stop the drug problem. It's not going to happen. You're not going to stop the crime problem. You can reduce both of them, but you're not going to completely stop it. It's always going to be going on. So my thing is, what's one of the most things with drugs going on? These shootings. You know, the biggest thing is people want to feel safe. You start going after the people in these gangs and start making arrests and start getting good convictions and keeping them off the streets and getting them off the streets, you're going to find your guns. You're going to find your drugs. You're going to find your illegal money. You're going to find your stolen property because it's all a circle. You know, you can't sit here and tell me you can have four officers in a drug unit and it's going to stop all the drugs in Greenwood County. It's not going to happen.
That's true.
You know, you got to be realistic with what we're looking at here.
Yep, that is true. So, in closing, since we're right at 6 o'clock and you are listening to WCRS, Matt Emery, what would you like to tell the folks that you haven't already told them, or maybe you'd like to repeat something?
One thing that I didn't get to touch on is I think it's very important is bringing drug counseling to the Greenwood County Detention Center. You get a lot of people that can't make bond or can't afford bond that are in there that are addicted to drugs or some sort of related to drugs type thing. Mm-hmm. And I would like to offer drug counseling because if you could start getting some people clean and off the streets and quit being the repeat offenders that come through the sheriff's office or the Greenwood County Detention Center, mm-hmm. that would reduce crime. And not only would it reduce crime, it would save people's lives as well. And I think that's a very important thing that needs to be brought to the Greenwood County Detention Center.
I think you're right. I think drug education is important in the schools. It's important.
Everybody hears addiction and they just assume drugs or alcohol. I mean, but if you think about it, we're all addicted to something. Somebody's addicted to going eating cheeseburgers every other day. I love going to Chick-fil-A and getting a milkshake. That's an addiction. You know, yours may be drugs, alcohol, maybe other things, maybe gambling. But I feel like if we got to offer something in these jails. You know, you keep doing the same. We want to keep doing the same thing over and over and over, but we want to expect different results. That's just crazy. You got to be willing to make changes. It's time for change here in Greenwood County. The time for change is now.
And in closing, Matt Emery, what would you like to say?
My name is Matt Emery. Vote for me on June 9th. Stay safe and God bless. And remember Greenwood County. Follow my lead.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thank you so much, Matt, for coming out. We appreciate you.
All right.
That's going to do it for us right here on WCRS. And yes, Gracie is excited. That'll do it. Here you go.